Tantor Audio presents Tiger Magic by Jennifer Ashley. Narrated by Chris Dukart. Chapter 1.
No, 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 not today. You can't do this to me today.
But the car died anyway. It throbbed onto the shoulder of the empty highway, bucked twice and gurgled to silence.
Aw, damn it.
Carly's four-inch heels landed on the pavement, followed by tanned legs in a tight white sheath dress. She glared down at the car, the Texas wind tugging her light brown hair out of its careful French braid. She would have to be wearing white. Carly jammed her hands on her hips and skewered the Corvette with her enraged stare.
Take the vet, her fiancé Ethan had said. It's a big day. You want to make an entrance.
She'd been in a hurry to get on her way, out of the city to the gallery where she worked, so Ethan had pressed the keys into her hand and pushed her out the door. Carly had agreed with him. The artist they were showcasing liked classic cars, and he was doing an exclusive with her boss's gallery in the little town northeast of Austin. Buyers were already lined up. Carly's commission could be enormous. If she could get there. Carly kicked one of the tires in rage, then danced back. Her shoes were substantial, but that still hurt. Perfect. Ethan could be generous, and he had the filthy richness to do it. But he also forgot little details like making sure cars got tuned up.
His lazy highness can just come and get me then.
Carly went around to the passenger side of the car and leaned in through the open window to grab her cell phone from her purse. Today. This had to happen today. Still bent into the car, she punched numbers with her thumb, but the phone made the beeping noise that indicated it was out of range.
No effing way.
Carly backed out of the car and raised the phone high.
Come on, find me a signal.
And then she saw him. The man stood about 10 feet from the car, not on the road, but in the tall Texas grass beside it. That grass was dotted with blue, yellow, and white flowers. And this being summer, the grass was also a nice vivid green. It wasn't every day a girl saw a tall hunk of a man, shoulders broad under a black and red SoCo Novelties t-shirt, standing by the side of the road. Watching her. Really watching her. His eyes were fixed on Carly, not in the dazed way of a transient wandering around in an alcoholic haze, but looking at her, as no human being had looked at her before. He wasn't scruffy like a transient either. His face was shaved, his body and clothes clean, jeans mud-free despite his having walked through the field. And he must have walked through the field because she sure hadn't seen him on the road. His hair. Carly blinked as the strong sunshine caressed sleek hair that was orange and black. Not dyed orange and black. Dye tended to make hair matte and stark. This looked entirely natural. Sunlight picking up highlights of red-orange and blue-black. She knew she should be afraid. A strange guy with tiger-striped hair popping out of nowhere, staring at her like he did, should terrify her. But he didn't. He hadn't been there when Carly had first stopped the car and climbed out. He must have arrived when she'd bent over to get the phone, which meant he'd seen every bit of her round backside hugged by her skin-tight white dress. This stretch of road was deserted. Eerily so. The streets in Austin were always packed, but once outside the city, it was possible to find long stretches of highway empty of traffic, such as the one Carly drove down to get to the art gallery every day. There was no one out here. No one speeding along the straight road to rescue her. No one but herself, in now rumpled white and the tall man staring at her from the grass.
Hey!
Carly shouted at him.
You know how to fix a car?
He didn't have a name. He didn't have a clan. He'd had a mate and a cub, but they died. And the humans who'd held him captive for 40 years had taken them away. They hadn't let him say goodbye. Hadn't let him grieve. Now he lived among other shifters, brought to this place of humidity, heat, and colorful hills. He only felt completely well when he was running in his tiger form, way out in the backcountry where no one would see him. He usually ran at night.